Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
On some more serious news, God's news behind the news, we want to talk a little bit, just a little bit, on what just has happened in the George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin case. As most of you probably already know by now, George Zimmerman was actually found not guilty.
Right.
He was found not guilty. This happened Saturday by a jury of six women, which I thought was interesting. Six women on a just jury, just normally like mix it up.
Yeah, I thought it'd been more diverse, but
yeah. But apparently, both sides.
I mean, they picked them.
That's what they picked.
They picked them.
And you're seeing right now. I mean, it's just a sad, sad situation.
Yeah.
All the which way around. You have a 17-year-old young man
mm-hmm.
who's dead.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
he's dead. 17 years old, and you have a man right now that. His whole life is over. He's not really scot-free because he's probably going to live the rest of his life in some sort of fear or torment or, you know, concerned. And one of the biggest things about this case, and there's a lot of things, but one of the biggest things that was revealed in this case was America's heart. You know, when you think back at so many of the injustices that have happened over America's history, and, you know, it's a lot. It was a great majority of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do is take things into perspective. Perspective is such a beautiful thing because oftentimes we see things maybe from oftentimes from our own perspective, but it takes work to get outside of our own perspective and just look on the other side because it's different. It's not natural. It's not our normal way of thinking. You know, a lot of our thinking and a lot of our concepts and ideologies are often shaped and formed by our environment, how we grew up, experiences that we have experienced, the people that we've come in contact with. And so we only kind of know in part. And in order to know somebody else or someone else's journey or experience, we really got to heal them, you know? And that's why part of healing me is hearing me.
Right.
Part of understanding. And we need to have great empathy right now. I mean, this is what the church needs to do. And I think at large, I mean, the church needs to lead the way. But, Alveda King, Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, recently wrote an article about this in Charisma Online, and she quoted Dr. King by saying that we must learn to live together as brothers and sisters or we'll perish as fools. And that's a good word of wisdom, you know, that we need to just get along and get a grip on what's happening, and we must learn to bring this thing together. I mean, when you look at that, at some of the injustices that have been done in the past, you look at, you know, people are having concern right now because someone's dead. You know, someone's dead, and the jury, I mean, due process was involved, and we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a second, but when you look at an athlete who goes to jail for putting dogs in harm's way, you know, they're balancing all this stuff out and saying, wait, we're trying to look for some sort of, you know, resolution in all this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we saw a few things in this case. We saw that how, you know, race was, they made a big part of it. Politics, of course, got into it. But we saw another thing occur. We saw the Constitution at play. We saw the Bill of Rights, which we talked about last week. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
You know, you saw the First Amendment. You saw the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms, the right to a speedy trial, the Fifth Amendment, right?
Right, right to remain silent.
The right, you know, not to
incriminate yourself.
Incriminate yourself. Fourth Amendment, search and seizure. I mean, just you go on and you see this whole judicial process that took place. I mean, you have the opportunity to be judged not in the public media. You say, thank goodness, right?
Yeah.
But you have the right to be judged by a jury of your peers. A jury of your peers. Think about it, the whole thing. The whole defense and the whole prosecution and the judge, they all got together so that six people, that whole thing went on for however long it went on, just so that they can have, so they can hear it out and make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Sixth Amendment, the right to a trial.
Yeah.
So you look at all this, and We need to pull away from
a speedy trial.
Speedy trial, yeah, exactly, because this went pretty quick.
Back in the day, they just drug it on.
If you had a court case.
If you even got one.
If you got one. And so, although you see, you know, we really don't know what all occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And all we can do right now is just really empathize. Mm-hmm. You know, you have parents right now that are hurting, and you have a man who went through a long process, who was judged before even any of the facts actually came on out. And you have people that are hurt and divided on many ways. But what we can do is really get some perspective. I mean, this really just revealed some things that happened that's been happening in our country for a while. It's just exposed it and got everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
And the church, for our takeaway, is really to have perspective. I mean, you look at it that Sunday morning is the most segregated hours mm-hmm. of any given day
yep.
throughout the week, and we gotta get this. We gotta get this. We have to have a proper expectation. We gotta be able to empathize with others.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get outside of ourselves, and we have to look at all sides. And all you can do right now is just give time, because we really don't want to get too much into it, because it's just fresh wounds. You know, you're rehashing details and get specifics, it's not going to make anything better.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in a situation? Your heart mourns over the whole process.
Right.
And thank God that we do have a judicial system where people can have a fair trial.
Right.
I mean, there was evidence was presented. They had a right to defense, a right to prosecute. I mean, everything was all laid out. Witnesses were brought in, and a decision was rendered by a jury of six.
By a jury, yeah.
By a jury, six people. I mean, that means that all six people had to come to one conclusion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at it, we only could look from the outside in. We weren't presented with the evidence. We don't know all the particulars.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is continue to pray that more situations like this don't happen. I mean, there's a lot of people that are hangry, a lot of people that are hurt, a lot of people that are confused. But we can begin the mending process. And hopefully this opens a conversation at large where we can continue to talk about the differences, the injustices, the way we can ask for and repent, you know, and look for healing as we move forward. And I bet we could pull a whole lot away from all of this for the future.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.